school has resumed this week for most K-12 students, and back to school also means back to sports for many kids. September sees the start of football and soccer season, and many more. In addition to figuring out schedules and striking a balance with schoolwork, many parents and students start to worry about the potential of injury, especially concussions. Up to 20% of kids get one each year. Wisconsin's Athletic Association wants to calm those nerves. So for the first time, student athletes will have access to concussion insurance, free of charge. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello has the details.
It's clear the way Elizabeth Sullivan talks about swimming that she loves to do it. Sitting outside her team locker room before practice, the Nicolet High School senior tells me how she started swim team as a 7-year-old at her local pool. But she never competed until she made Nicolet's team as a freshman. She says races were too intimidating as a little kid.
What's your favorite part about competing now that you've done it?
Probably when you like reach a wall, you just have like your whole team like right in your face. It takes away the pressure of competing by yourself.
Reaching the wall also became one of the scariest parts of Elizabeth's experience during a meet last year. She was swimming in a pool measured by the meter. The one she's used to practicing in is measured by the yard. The race was the individual medley. She hops in the pool and shows me the sequence as she switched from backstroke to breaststroke.
So I was counting my strokes, and I thought I counted right, and I must have taken an extra stroke, and I collided into the wall on my turn, and I hit my head. And I came up from my pullout to do breaststroke, and I was like, I can't see. I might be just tired. And I did two more strokes, and I was like, no, I think I really just hit my head, and that really hurt, and I was just, like, kind of scared.
Does it make you nervous to do it?
Yes! Like flashbacks.
Like one out of every 5 student athletes every year, Elizabeth suffered a concussion. Luckily, she got immediate attention from trainers and doctors and recovered from the injury. But not every kid is so lucky. That's why this year, for the first time, the WIAA has purchased concussion insurance to cover kids in grades 6 through 12. It doesn't cover students involved in club sports. The policy, offered by a national insurance company, costs the WIAA $1.50 per kid. It's free to all WIAA member schools and is intended as a secondary insurance. So if a student or family already has insurance, that kicks in first. If not, the new WIAA policy will cover all associated medical costs, things like prescriptions and doctor's visits.
I think perhaps the biggest impact might end up being upon what parents may do or do differently.
Dave Anderson is executive director for the WIAA. He says the growing research in the last several years about long-term impacts of concussions might have some parents worried, and he hopes this new insurance policy will give them peace of mind and keep sports accessible.
We're very excited to be able to provide this safety net and don't ever want to see concern for concussion or concern for receiving treatment to be a reason that would prevent a youngster or a family from taking part in school sports.
It seems like you can't open a newspaper or turn on the TV without hearing so-and-so got a concussion, which makes people scared. You know, oh my gosh, is concussion going to turn me into these NFL players? And it won't.
Dr. Kevin Walter directs pediatric and adolescent sports medicine at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. He cautions that parents don't just need to be able to cover the cost of medical visits. He says it's also crucial for them to make sure coaches are keeping an eye out for their kid and that teachers provide a helping hand. Nicolet swimmer Elizabeth Sullivan says her injury did cause some trouble with headaches, which in turn made concentrating in class and doing her homework tough for a while. But she says her teachers and coaches helped her through it. And after 4 weeks of recovery, she was eager to get back in the pool.
You just always have a good time, especially when you're a freshman. You walk into school and like there's a lot of people in the hallway. And then you just walk past the pool and you have like a sense of home almost. You're like, yeah, I go there every day. I know the people in there. Like, I'm totally fine. Everyone has their room like that. It's so much fun.
The WIAA is only the 4th state sports organization to offer concussion insurance to its student athletes. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.